But if you have a Bible also in front of you, in chapter 5, the story begins. Moses and Aaron went and said to Pharaoh, here comes the famous line, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may celebrate a festival for me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should heed him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." And the key verb here is know. Now what it really means, "I do not know the Lord," means I have no regard for the Lord. I never heard of such a God. Were he really a God, why are his people enslaved to me? And therefore his conclusion is, I will not let Israel go. So apparently the problem of the plagues is, how does Pharaoh come to know the Lord? Since he said, "I do not know the Lord." And the result will be, once he knows the Lord, he will let Israel go. That is therefore clearly Pharaoh must be the first target audience. There's another target of plagues, and that is clearly Israel. So if you have a whole Bible, book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 7, is where God uses a four languages or four expressions of redemption, and then he concludes by saying, "And I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God." And now comes the following key phrase, "And you shall know that I, the Lord, am your God, who freed you from the labors of the Egyptians." So apparently, the second audience in the Exodus is the people of Israel. That is, through their redemption and through their witnessing of the plagues, they themselves come to know the Lord God, which means, in the beginning of the story, they're a little bit like Pharaoh himself. They have no regard for God, for they do know nothing about him. No acts of redemption have taken place. Now take the text which we've handed out, and we're going to analyze this point by point. And our first text is verse 4, which says, "When Pharaoh does not heed you, says the Lord, I will lay my hand upon Egypt and deliver my ranks, that is, my people, the Israelites, from the land of Egypt with extraordinary chastisements." And of course, these extraordinary chastisements refer to the plagues. What is the result? Says verse 5, "And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand over Egypt and bring out the Israelites from their midst." Now listen to the combination here. Clearly the target audience is Egyptians. How will they come to know the Lord? Through a combination of two events. One is, "When I stretch out my hand over Egypt," referring to the plagues, "and bring out the Israelites from their midst," and the liberation of Israel. So apparently it's going to take two events to totally persuade the Egyptians that God is not only the actor, but actually the producer and director of the whole plague structure. And when the Israelites come out from their midst, all together, they'll come to the realization to know that I am the Lord. Further on chapter 7, verse 17. Here, they're talking to Pharaoh. And verse 14 precedes verse 17, which sets the stage. It says, "Pharaoh is stubborn. He refuses to let the people Israel go." So what is Moses going to do? He's going to Pharaoh in the morning as he's coming out of the water. He stations himself before him at the edge of the Nile. And then he turns and says to him, "The Lord," and he specifies, "Who is the Lord? The God of the Hebrews. Lest when you say the Lord, Pharaoh think it meaning the God of the Egyptians." And what did the Lord say? He said, "Let my people go, that they may worship me in the wilderness, but you paid no heed until now. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord." And what does he do? Then he strikes the water of the Nile. The educational goal of this plague is specifically to convince Pharaoh that by this you shall know that I am the Lord. So now we have three target audiences so far. They are Pharaoh, the Egyptians, and of course, the Israelites. But apparently the hardest one to convince is Pharaoh, because it's repeated over and over again.